It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning. Good day to you. It is October the 20th, 2025, along our Colorado River today. It depends on what time I look at the app, or what time I look at the TV in the morning. It should be right around 90 degrees today, but it's gorgeous out there right now. Just gorgeous. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm your host, Larry Toon of Toonforce. We're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7, and we have our own phone right here that you can call in anytime you want. If you have a question, like for Autumn Boyle Robinson, you can pick up the phone and call. See, we have a phone. And you can ask your question. And also, normally, you can text right now, but today you're going to have to text me because our phone is still on assignment and not back. So text me if you have a question, 928-201-3313. And everyone say good morning to Autumn. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, everybody.
How are you? Life is good?
Life is great.
So what was the temperature when you got up in downtown Golden Shores?
It was nippy. I didn't look at the actual temperature, but I opened all the windows and the doors. And
a little chilly out there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay. It's kind of nice to have a chill in the air.
Oh, it's so nice. Absolutely. It's my favorite season, so.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
See, mine is 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I like 115.
Nice. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
And she looks at me as if I'm the strangest guy she's ever seen. Yeah. So, it's Desert Tromp time again.
It is.
Now, you and your whole dang family have done Desert Tromp for how many years?
This will be the 11th.
11th.
The 11th year.
And for the first 10 years, all the funds raised went to our Boys and Girls Club.
Actually, no.
No?
The first 2 years, it was started when I was at the Topok 66 Foundation.
Oh.
And then when they disbanded, I brought it over to the Boys and Girls Club.
How convenient that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. And then so the Boys and Girls Club had it for, I think, 8 years.
And in reality, because you have to pay staff to work events on the weekends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You didn't get a lot of people from the Boys and Girls Club out there at the Tromp.
No, the Tromp has always been, and given that it's also located in Topok, which
right.
is where I'm from, and so it's always been manned by my mom and my dad, my aunts and my uncles and my cousins and my friends who come and visit from California, and it's never been really manned by Boys and Girls Club staff or
okay.
board members. I did have a couple years Kirk came out and volunteered and grilled.
Okay.
Kirk Barton.
Okay.
And then many years I had Bob Swartzman, and
oh,
he was absolutely amazing. But for the most part, it's always just been my family. And so, yeah, so when I left the Boys and Girls Club, we had the conversation. I said, I don't know.
Who? You and your mom and dad?
No, me and the board. The board and I had a conversation, and I said, I don't know, like, who you're planning on having run this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, and I don't know if your new person's going to like to play in the dirt. Because
yeah.
it's a very non-traditional atmosphere.
It is, but it's an atmosphere that those people who enjoy it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely. I was born and raised in the dirt. My veins are dirt, so.
Right.
Yeah, and so it kind of made sense to pass it off to the Golden Shores Fire Department Auxiliary, because they're all the ones who are volunteering and have, in all honesty, been volunteering the whole time.
I can remember when I was at the fire department and the Boys and Girls Club, the
Golden Shores Auxiliary would come out and work the stop, drop, and roll booth.
Oh, cool.
They wore their little red shirts, mm-hmm. and they would teach kids how to stop, drop, and roll if your clothes got on fire. Well, we think that's all a simple thing, but at some point in time, kids need to physically do it, get down and,
yeah.
and roll on the carpet, you know. And we always had a carpet for them. We had their logo in the booth.
Nice.
And they always came out. Well, of course, since I retired, they've changed the fair a little bit, and it's a little different. They now do it in the Anderson Fieldhouse. And there's not as many outside agencies participating, which I had everybody. Kind of like the Kids Expo.
Right, know? Right, right.
Yeah. 97 booths last year.
Oh, my gosh.
If I just kept it local, it'd be 20. So, yeah. So sometimes you have to reach out. So this year and from now on,
right.
the Fire Department Auxiliary, what do they do with the money?
That's a great question. So the Auxiliary is the fundraising arm for the Golden Shores Fire Department.
Okay.
And they provide anything that can't be supported by the tax-based budget. So that can be equipment. They just worked on getting an ambulance. It could be trainings that didn't fit in the budget. So vehicles, equipment, and training that just don't quite fit in their tax-based budget. And obviously, Golden Shores is a small tax base.
Right.
So we operate very, very cautiously. But we do provide services for, I-40, and so you can get provided services by a tiny fire department, and it's just important to make sure they have all the right equipment and are ready and able to provide those services.
And you guys are the first department into Oatman.
We are? Well, Oatman has their own fire department. We do provide mutual aid.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, okay. We do provide mutual aid
but
to many
But I was
going to
say, like, they had a fire here not too long ago, and I'm sure you guys were.
We definitely provide mutual aid for them, for sure, for sure, yeah.
So the auxiliary will use it, you said buying an ambulance. That's $750,000.
Well, the ambulance they got provided was through a grant, but the auxiliary is the one who does the grant writing. And then any of those pieces and parts that aren't provided by the grant, because you're familiar with grants, like they're going to provide you the grant for the actual ambulance.
The
but
box.
If you want the stuff in the box, have to.
You want a gurney, and I think gurneys now are several thousand dollars.
Yeah, so
they're electric and battery operated.
Everything's more expensive. How it is. So, so we provide all those different things, and it can be the little stuff or the big stuff. I know we're looking at turnouts and different things right now. So,
yeah, because Justin Plummer was on the show a few months ago, the fire chief from Bullhead City, mentioning that every firefighter has two sets of turnouts.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come back from a fire, one has to be washed, but you've got to be ready to go again. And so they actually have two sets of turnouts.
Yeah, and they don't last forever.
No, and they're very expensive.
Very expensive.
So the auxiliary then is members' wives of the department or just people that live in...
Kind of a combination.
Okay.
It's a small group, but there's some wives on there. There's some actual firemen on there.
Okay.
There's me, who's just I'm born and raised in the fire department.
Yeah.
My dad was a fire chief. My uncle's a fire chief. My cousins are firemen.
Firefighters.
Yes. So, well, they are men. So.
Yes.
So it's kind of a combination, but it's just people who are there to really support the fire department and be there to be that fundraising arm.
So when you look back over all the years that you and your family have done this, what was one of the biggest years for a fundraiser?
The biggest, and I want to say most rambunctious in a positive way, was 2020. I think everybody was just so excited to be outside and doing something together as a group. It's always on Veterans Day weekend, so it's a very patriotic event anyway. It actually brought me to tears. It brings me to tears every year because, we get the kids up there and they do the Pledge of Allegiance and you just, everybody is just very there to support everything. I mean, they're supporting the country, they're supporting whatever nonprofit is being supported.
Right. They don't care, they want to ride.
They want to ride, they want to have a good time.
But it is nice to know that when you're riding that some nonprofit is going to benefit from it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, off-roading in general is not an inexpensive hobby.
No.
And our poker run runs at right around $100. But that does. It includes your run. It includes your shirt. It includes two lunches. It includes the live music that we provide.
Right.
We bring dumpsters out. We bring porta potties out. We do treasure hunts for the kids. There's goodie bags. It's a whole big production. And included in that, you have your option to win cash prizes up to $1,000, but you also know that that money is going to support the first responders, and that to me is a beautiful thing. Where
when you talk about kids, your son Owen has grown up in this.
Oh yeah, no, it's his favorite day.
I mean, he's how old now?
He's 15 and a half.
Oh yeah, so he started real young.
Yeah.
Going out there and playing the
turn. Yeah, he was four.
with his Hot Wheels and see, he wasn't around when they had the big Tonka toys like your.
Right. Well,
your
still
dad
had them.
And
yeah.
I,
right.
Had the
big metal ones.
Yeah, they were real metal, and they were. I got videos of me in the backyard with all my Tonka toys, you know. So it's a family thing, and then like you said, many of the firefighters come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you have an ambulance on standby when they're out there.
Normally we don't, but this year we will.
Okay.
And this year Classic Air is also going to be there. They're going to be there and helping people make their own first aid kits. So I can have like a little station to make their first aid kits.
Okay.
And we've always had an abundance of firemen available.
Right.
Knock on wood, we've never needed them because we really pride ourselves on safety and making sure, we go through our mandatory driver's meeting. We release them all in a special way to make sure they, a staggered start. So,
so that the team in front of them gets way ahead of them.
Yeah, we give them.
They have an issue.
In case they have an issue. Nobody wants to ride, like, just eating dust, you know.
That too.
And we really, I always enforce, like, if you're here to ride like a crazy person, then you need to go first. Like, this is not a race, it is a run. I don't want you running anybody else off of the trail.
Right.
So if you feel that you have an attitude and you want to have an attitude, then you need to go first.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I might say it a little crasser than that, but...
Because now you don't represent the Boys and Girls Club.
I know, right?
Now it can be Autumn Robinson. Yeah.
So.
How exciting. So for the public, what do they need to know? Whereabouts is this?
Sure. So this is located in Topok. It's on I-40 exit number 2, which is Needle Mountain Road. We're right on the south side. It's BLM property. And it's November 7th and 8th. So we do Friday the 7th is our Jeep run. It's a great opportunity for newbies as well as experienced Jeepers. But it's a lead Jeep trail run. You get to experience all sorts of different terrain, rocks, washes, all the different things. Hills.
When you say lead, it means you have a person taking them.
Correct. Uh-huh. Correct. Okay. So nobody has to worry about getting lost. Or
for the newbies, that's perfect.
It is. It is really, really perfect. My dad's the one who goes out and leads it, and has forever. but they always usually get a couple newbies, and they're scared to death to go up this hill. I don't know if my Jeep can do it. And he'll get out there and he'll be in front of them and be like, left, right, go forward, go slower. You're going to engage this, you're going to do that. But they have the ones out there with the winches just in case they can't. They have it. So it's really a nice opportunity. Like, if you're new to the desert, this is a great way to really, like, get to know it in a safe way. Don't be the person who goes out there on their own and gets lost.
Well, and you have somebody experienced that's taken the time to show you and, help you out. So you do learn it.
Yeah.
And you do know what's going on.
Absolutely.
And there's no issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and then Saturday the 8th is our off-road poker run. It is 95% side-by-sides. We have had a couple... two-wheelers go out, they do fine. You can take a Jeep out there. It's just going to be a longer, slower ride for you. So you have to be a four-wheel drive. We've had a couple try it in a two-wheel. I don't want to tow you back, so please. there's 5 manned poker stops out there. And so, like, you go out and you get your poker chip, and you're going to hear from our sponsors who are out there, like Freedom Marine and Automotive. They're going to give you swag and whatnot. Culver's is out there. They bring their custard all the way to the middle of the desert. So it's a ton of fun, and you get to go see all your different stops. on that route, we also have a kid's treasure hunt, because as a kid who grew up in the dirt, like,
sure,
happy kids on the off-road trail are happy, make for happy adults.
Yeah.
And you want them to have a good time, but it's hard to entertain your kid and also enjoy it yourself. So
I love it. I love the whole concept, actually.
Yes.
So if there's questions, is there a website or a Facebook?
Absolutely.
Call you.
it's Desert Tromp, which is T-R-O-M-P .com, DesertTromp.com, and that is there. We're on Facebook as well, Desert Tromp, at our Facebook /DesertTromp, or you can always call me. That's 928-234-6039.
Everyone's got that number.
I know.
if not, call me and I'll give it to you. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Autumn a little bit more. But Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where tonight you can watch Monday Night Football. And they have a blast. Jim Zaborski's up there. It's a fun time. It's the Buccaneers and the Lions tonight. And we're also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they're having some meetings coming up. So call them. You might want to go to one of those meetings. It's 928-763-1100. Because I think... I'm trying to find it. The first meeting is the 22nd. Well, that's at Valla Vista. Then they have one on the 21st, and that is at the Anderson Fieldhouse at 6 o'clock.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most. Family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWN.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
TWN Communications delivers fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet straight to your home with sustainable speeds and unlimited data you can count on. Choose a plan ranging from 200 megabytes to 2 gigabytes. Plus, MEC members receive discounts. Experience the difference with TWN 100% fiber internet and sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
Arnold here from Bradley Chevrolet, your family-owned dealer since 2000. And we're brewing up some spectacular savings during our Hall of Green sales event. Save over $10,000 off MSRP on a 2025 Silverado or creep into a brand new 2026 Trax for just $21,925. That's $2,500 below MSRP. With 0% financing on select new Chevrolets, visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Trax stock number 588XN. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from Rebel City Studio, 25 past the hour. At the bottom of the hour, we have Allie coming in, who from the Salvation Army, talking about the Red Kettle Kickoff, coming up in just a couple of weeks, actually. I'm pretty sure. And we're back with Autumn Boyle Robinson, talking about Desert Tromp, the 7th and 8th.
Yes, November 7th
and
8th.
How many people do you expect out there? You've been doing this for a while, so you got an idea.
Yeah, no, usually we're right around 200 to 240 vehicles that are there for Saturday. And I think last year we topped out at like 75 people who are actually camping out there. So we have like 75 RVs. So it's a big thing. When you do the numbers, like you're right around 1,000 people in the middle of the desert. So.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah.
And you have to go to BLM and be able to do this, right?
Yes,
you have to
definitely.
Say, I'm going to ride over your land.
Yes, you have to get on their specific route and make sure it's all approved, which has been a little more challenging since they're shut down right now. But hey, you know.
Oh, that's right. they're not going to work, huh?
No, they're not.
Well, then they won't know.
You know, I'm just like, I started this process months ago. So.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're the one that didn't show up at work, not me. I've been working on this. Yeah, too funny.
Yeah.
So now that you are retired from the Boys and Girls Club, what are you doing besides baking food?
I bake. I'm being a more present mom. And I've just been kind of just being a more present wife. And it took me a while to like unpack my garage because I had a whole bunch of stuff for club in there.
Oh yeah.
So I kept making trips. I was like, here you go. Here's more stuff that I was just constantly storing.
Now, how often does Owen come home from school and say, Mom, have you got a job yet?
He's actually enjoying it, you know? Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, cause it makes it easier when, you know, like he wants to go shooting in the desert, you know, and I can just say, sure, let's go.
Because you're there, right?
Because I'm there, and I'm not stressed out or juggling something else or, you know. And
okay.
Yeah. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. So far, I mean, I'm just taking care of all the stuff I've put off for the last 8.5 years.
And you like to bake.
I love to bake, yeah.
My wife does.
Yeah.
She makes banana nut bread. I take 2 loaves to Kwanis every morning.
Nice.
Every Tuesday, and we give them away.
That's awesome.
Wrap them up. But you like to bake and then provide it to your friends.
I do provide a lot to my friends, but then I also do like a couple of the markets. Like I do Triple Farms Market, so I do that sort of thing. Or sometimes I'll do pickups and I'll Paul Bull lets me use his office as the pickup location.
Of course.
So, yeah. So, everybody who orders in Bullhead, you can go pick it up at Paul's office.
Unfortunately, he's downstairs in that building.
So. Well, I just do it at the State Farm office.
Yeah. That's got a huge parking lot.
Yeah, it's got a great parking lot. It's easy peasy. So.
Very good.
And you can get a quote while you're there. So.
Okay. All right. What was I going to ask? Oh. So, the auxiliary right now is trying to get all the parts for the ambulance and finish that off. What's their next project, or do you know?
A couple of different things. I know there's some maintenance work that needs to happen on the back of the fire's department. And then there was some equipment that we talked about at our last meeting, but I know if I tried to repeat it, I would totally mess it up.
Oh, yeah. There's an enormous amount of equipment in the fire.
There's a lot, yeah. So I know they were talking about one, but I don't want to even try to mess it up. But
I can remember when we first discovered that Volkswagen Bugs had magnesium in their engines.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't put it out with water.
Nope.
And, you know, we had to start carrying a fire extinguisher on the fire truck, and we're like, what? We're going to put a fire extinguisher on a truck with 750 gallons of water? What's going on here? But those little things like that uh-huh. you know. All these things you learn and progress as a fire department.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like, one of the things that has fascinated me so far is just learning the different expiration dates, like, on your oxygen tanks. Like, those to be certified every, like, so many years. They have to be upkept, and then your turnouts have to be recertified and this. And so, which makes perfect sense. You don't want somebody running into a fire with turnouts that, you know, are 20 years old. And
well, and then it's simple things like, well, if you're applying for a grant, you have to cross all those T's and dot all those I's or you don't get the grant.
Yeah.
So if you're not washing your turnouts and if you're not doing these things and, you know, weekly, you know, maintenance on the engines and all these things that we're supposed to be doing that some people can let go.
Right.
Then you realize you're not going to get a grant.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's going to cost you money in the long run.
Yes. So, yeah. So we're just, you know, I'm just getting acquainted because I've been out of the circle for so long, because when I was with the Boys and Girls Club, like, I didn't have any bandwidth for anything else. I would always come and volunteer when they needed me, but I didn't get involved in the the meeting
but
stuff.
But now your whole town is TWN, I think.
I know. Now I have good internet.
Yeah, everywhere. Which I bet your husband is really happy to get
He's very, very happy, yes. So.
All right, DesertTromp.com?
Yes, DesertTromp.com, November 7th and 8th. The River Rat Motorsports Desert Trump. And
we didn't even mention Bob.
I know, poor Bob. Don't forget Bob. Bob's amazing.
Bob owns River Rat Motorsports and supports the Desert Trump.
Yes.
And has
For 11 years.
11 years.
He's been, yep.
And right now he has a great sale going on. He's got stuff at cost.
Oh, wow.
So if you would think you want to buy something and go out there and play, if he doesn't have it in Bullhead, he doesn't have a zoo.
That's
and
true.
He'll move it for you. Or if you're in Havasu and you want it and he doesn't have it, he'll get it from Bullhead and move it down there.
Right.
And he's got a full-time truck driver with a big old trailer that moves back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. They bring out their big flatbread for us. That's what we use as our stage.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
They bring out vehicles out there to show them off, and so we get to see all the new, latest, and greatest, and they make me a really nice stage.
And
so.
Right now, if you need one of those toys at a good price, go see Bob.
Yes, go see Bob.
California, they said, go see Cal. Here we say, go see Bob.
Go see Bob.
Thank you, Autumn.
Thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate it.
Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a skilled nursing facility. It's almost like a home-type setting. You should stop by and check it out. 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking to buy something? The rates are great right now. And Chad Hansen has the key to the vault, which is full of cash. Call him, 928-288-2691.
A child is black.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Are you losing your Medicare Advantage coverage? Don't wait. Aldrich Insurance Services has solutions now. Aldrich Insurance helps you find the right coverage fast, before it's too late. Join Aldrich Insurance for one of their free Medicare marketing seminars at the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors Convention Center, October 22nd and 29th or November 4th. Call 928-855-1AIS or visit AISinsurers.com today. Aldrich Insurance Services, your local Medicare specialist before time runs out.
Hey, Lake Havasu, you've seen the all-new Bradley Ford showroom for a few months. Now it's time to celebrate. Hey, this is Robert Patch, General Manager, Bradley Ford. Then join us on Friday, October 24th for discounts, raffles, prizes, plus food, music, and drinks. We'll have the ribbon-cutting ceremony at 4:30, so please stop by the new Bradley Ford showroom on Friday, October 24th for our ribbon-cutting event.
Bradley Ford!
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullet City studio at 11:35 in the afternoon. And in the studio now, we have Allie Richmond, who is the Corps Administrative Assistant.
Sure am.
Okay. With the Salvation Army Corps here in Bullhead City, which is, some big changes.
Huge changes happening at the Salvation Army.
And one of the things that I told Captain John and Captain Misty, who just left and moved on to Mesa, you did a great job. You just shouldn't have told your bosses.
Yeah.
Because when you told your bosses, then all of a sudden they knew that you were doing a good job, so they wanted to promote you.
Absolutely, and move you to the bigger places that we have and use you there for sure.
Yeah, because I think, they love being here. They love Bullhead City, and they did a fantastic job for us.
Yeah, they were really sad to leave this area.
Yeah, they liked it. And, of course, the home that the Salvation Army owns, they were the second ones to move into it. And the first ones were only there for a couple months, I think, before they retired from the Salvation Army. Chris and I can't remember her first name.
Suarez?
Suarez was their last name. His first name was Chris, and his wife's first name was, I don't remember.
I wasn't here during that time.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, okay. So now, you've been here a while.
I've been in Bullhead City. I actually went to school out here, graduated from Mojave High School, but I've been in Bullhead City for about 3 years now.
Okay.
But graduated, went to elementary school here, so I'd say I'm a native.
Which elementary school did you go to?
I went to Bennett Elementary, and I went to Coyote Canyon.
Oh, wow, Coyote Canyon.
Yeah.
Wow, jeepers. So now that you're the assistant, and they create the position for an assistant when you have a captain coming in that is single. Could be a man or a woman. And the captain that just got here, that's the new captain for Bullhead City, is single.
Yes, she's a single officer.
Right. And so she doesn't have a spouse to carry half the weight. So tag, you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here to balance her out for sure.
Yeah. So we've done, I said we, because I was on their community board for quite a while. I think this is the third year or fourth year for the kettle kickoff. And that's just a couple weeks away.
Absolutely. We've got the kettle kickoff here scheduled for November 15th. This is going to be, I want to say, the third year in the row. Really excited to be a part of that. We're still looking for some sponsorships. So we got a few different packages for that. We've got platinum, gold, and silver, and bronze. Depending on which one you're interested in, also gets you a table and some extra seats.
Okay. And what does it benefit?
The kettle kickoff will be benefiting the community. We're going to be using that funds to help with the We'll be using those funds to help with the food bank that we have and offer. Also with the resources that we offer through the community during the next upcoming year.
And give us an example of what some of those services are that the Salvation Army provides.
So right now what we provide is we do emergency food, clothing vouchers, showers. We also do the adult and youth programming and emergency disaster services. We do worship services and emotional support, but we are planning on expanding to be able to help the community in all types of needs.
And that's kind of been confusing for some people because they heard that the Salvation Army was closing, but it's just the store.
Right. Our thrift store has closed as of Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So we are no longer accepting, I'd like to thank the community for all the donations that they, did throughout the year and all the people that we had come by and purchase some of the goods that we had there. I mean, it's sad to see that the thrift store is going to go, but we plan to use that space to benefit the community more. With that being closed, we will be expanding our food pantry to more of a food choice item.
Okay.
So people will be able to choose the food that they find more nutritious and things that they know how to prepare instead of being handed a food box. So that would be something that we're going to do. We're also going to expand the church, offering more classrooms for our youth programs, which are doing amazing right now. We have a really strong group of youth that are now being a part of the church, and that's great.
And, when you mention the youth, Captain John just took a whole bunch of people to a camp in, I think it was in New Mexico?
Our Camp Ponderosa is in Heber, Arizona.
Oh, Heber. Okay.
Yeah.
Almost New Mexico. But he took a lot of youth there from our community.
Yeah, we actually ended up having multiple camps that were out there, and we took about 15 kids to the youth programs out there.
That's 15 kids that get to benefit from being in the outdoors and camp out together. I'm sure they were in cabins, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It just sounds better when you say camp out. Because I, as a kid, used to camp out, you know. But I don't think kids today know what camping out is. And if they're not involved in some of these programs in our community, they don't get the opportunity to go to a camp where they maybe they're be in a cabin, but they get to sing and they get to do other things that you do outdoors that they don't normally do.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I actually went to camp quite a few times. And
when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started off just attending camp and then became the camp counselor and then the creative arts director of the Camp Ponderosa. So I'm pretty passionate about going to camp.
You're very familiar with the place.
Absolutely. It's a home.
And explain the benefits to some of the kids that go there.
It's a community, so you go out there, you meet other people who are also coming from different areas, other kids that are coming from different areas. You grow along with the program, and when you have a counselor who's truly passionate about teaching the Word of God and being a part of these youth lives, some of them are troubled, and, you know, opening your heart and giving them an outlet and being kind and showing them that they're loved and appreciated and seen really creates a comforting environment and reaches to those kids and gets them, you know, going.
And as you mentioned, a lot of those kids need that. They didn't know they needed it, but once it got there, they needed it.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids go to camp just to attend, and then when they come back, they're like, I want to be a counselor. I want to do this. You know, and they get really involved, and they get excited about the next camp that's happening and the next event that they can attend, and it really sets them on fire.
Excellent, excellent. So the Kettle Kickoff will benefit some of these programs and being able to take these kids to the camp, because that's not cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But it will be able to benefit our youth and, you know, be supportive in that and their experience.
So give us some of the things that will happen at the Kettle Kickoff.
So at the Kettle Kickoff, we'll have a silent auction. Some of the items that we have donated are pretty nice and very collector items. So we'll have those available. We've also had the Paint Your Kettle. So we've given out some kettles to a bunch of the schools within the area, and depending on if your child is part of that school or whatever kettle you see fit, you're able to put some donations inside that kettle, and the school will, at the end, win a golden medal to keep throughout the year. So we've been working on getting the kids involved with the school districts and...
I think John Lambert said the other day there's 31 kettles out there being painted, decorated, and filled.
Absolutely, and it's great to see the kids getting involved with that. We picked up so many kettles the year before, and it did really well, and so I'm excited to see what we have in store for this time around.
Well, and last year, I believe it was Laughlin Junior High and High School that won.
Yeah.
And now they have a new principal who... like you, went to school here in Bullhead City, and he's become the principal over there. And I think he's going to set that world on fire when it comes to stuffing those kettles with cash to win again.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They did a great job. Their kettle was really, really nice. And I love to see the artistic abilities of our kids in the community.
Because they can paint them any color they want, sticker them up, or whatever they want to do with them. So it's all being coordinated through the schools.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. What time does this kick off?
So the Kettle Kickoff will be a luncheon. Doors open at 11. The program will start at 12, but if you show up at 11, there's going to be a pre-concert and also chances to enter into the silent auction. But at 12 o'clock, that's when the program will start and lunch will be served.
And Kid Nick is your band.
Yeah. Kid and Nick.
Kid Nick back again. You can even get up and dance if you want to. No booze there, but you have soft drinks. And food. Who's providing the food this year?
We will be having I believe it's the Hawaiian barbecue place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Hawaiian barbecue.
All right. That'll be different.
Yeah. We were excited to be able to introduce some healthy foods.
And do you still have tables available if somebody's listening and thinks they want to go?
We do have tables available. We still have platinum and our gold tables available, as well as silver and bronze. If you are interested in sponsoring, you can reach out to me via email or by phone. My email will be alessandra.richmond@uswsalvationarmy.org. I'll spell that out for you because it's a mouthful. That's alessandra.richmond@uswsalvationarmy.org. Phone number 928-758-3141.
Okay, and that's the Salvation Army number, and you can give them a call and possibly get a table and spend the afternoon helping out the Salvation Army. This is the kettle kickoff, because right after that is Thanksgiving, and that's when your kettles go out to all the locations around Bullhead City, and we all get to hear the ding, 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 ding when we go to the store.
Yeah. We'll be starting that up, and we have some of our youth that are going to be joining us out there with those kettles this year. So
good.
It'll be really exciting.
It's good for youth to get involved with the kettles and understand that process.
Oh, yeah. Our youth are truly passionate about the growth in the Salvation Army. They've actually been praying for this expansion.
Good. So are they going to have some game rooms in there for them?
The idea is that we're going to be able to have a multi-purpose hall, actually, and be able to provide more classroom space for the youth programming and even an outdoor play area for the kids.
Fabulous. Gosh, a lot going on. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more after this. Okay? Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWE Communications. If you want online that doesn't fail, call 444-8232. And we're brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. Congratulations to Rick Griffiths, the Franchise of the Year. Yes. Wow. There's like a bunch of them. And he won. And don't cook tonight. Go to Perkins.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric Cooperative's budget payment plan helps members budget their residential electric bill payments evenly over a 12-month billing period. Knowing what your monthly electric bill will be makes it easier to plan and manage monthly expenses more effectively. Enrollment is open now through the month of October. To sign up or to learn more, please call 928-763-1100 or visit www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Deluxe Cleaners, positively outrageous service.
Laundry day. Is it an all-day affair or a little each day? Is there the necessary laundry day that you can't go any longer without wearing dirty clothes? Laundry day. You gotta sort, dark, light, delicate. Wait, what's this? No, not the dreaded dry clean only. Now what do? Deluxe Cleaners, Lake Havasu City. Quality workmanship, reasonable prices. Get the deluxe experience.
Since 1985, Martin Swante Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia has stood for something more than just cars. A dealership built on trust, integrity, and doing right by folks, every time. For four decades, families from Kingman and all over the tri-state have gone there for vehicles that last, from people who care. Come see why generations of customers have trusted Martin Swante for 40 years, and drive off in something built to last, just like the name on the sign. Visit Martin Swante Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com today. East Andy Devine, Kingman.
Crisp leaves, orange, yellow, and green. Pumpkins, acorns, pine cones. Let's get ready and decorate for fall. Hi, I'm Shanna with Lady Di's Florist. This is the time of year for Halloween and fun fall decor. Lady Di's Florist should be your first stop. Door wreaths, swag, centerpieces, arrangements. No matter where you look, it's fall at Lady Di's. Our floral designers are here to help you create that warm, fuzzy feeling of fall. In fact, we may be able to help with some Halloween haunts at your home, too. Visit Lady Di's Florist, Lake Havasu City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and we're visiting today with Allie Richmond, the new core administrative assistant, and which kind of just means you got to do everything that the boss says.
Everything the boss says and that everything the boss can't seem to get to.
Yeah, because you're sharing the load.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. As if a spouse captain would be doing.
Yes, yes. I pretty much do the other half of everything for her.
And you were interviewed and hired by the previous captains, but they had to make that decision because the new captain was here for 4 or 5 days and already had a vacation schedule.
Yes, I'm glad that they did make that decision because I've been involved with the Salvation Army as a volunteer for many years. And I think they chose that also because I was really knowledgeable of what was already going on to make it easier for her to transition over.
Yeah, that does make it smooth when she gets here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, do you have kids in our schools?
I do. I have a teenager.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What schools he or she go to?
He goes to Mojave. He goes to the same school I graduated from. He walks down the hallway and he's like, Mom, I saw your picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're in that.
Yeah, the Hall of Graduates.
The auditorium, yeah, I know. That's kind of cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he really likes that. He likes knowing that Mom graduated from here and that he gets to have that opportunity, too.
Great. All right. Now, the Kettle Kickoff is the main reason that we're here. And when we talk about the Kettle Kickoff, what's the agenda going to be for the night? You talked about, you know, the, auction, the silent auction, but at the same point in time you're having other things going on and music, and then that's another opportunity for the public to put money in their favorite painted kettle?
Yeah, for the schools, there'll be different kettles that they could choose from to put their money in and donate to the cause. The theme is going to be silver bells, so we'll be having different items throughout the area that you could take a look at. The silent auction is going to be one of the cool things that we also offer there. But overall, it's going to be a really nice event. We'll have a Ohana Hawaiian barbecue to be one of our caterers for there. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about this.
I'll bet. I can tell.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night. And if you want tickets or you want to take a whole table, you know, there's sponsors for the table. If you want tickets, call 758-3141.
3141.
Yeah. And the Salvation Army. Thrift store is now closed, so you can't even go buy anything. Do you have a sign outside that says, take your stuff to the Boys and Girls Club?
No, not yet, but that might be something that we put up. We do have a sign on the door that says that we're not accepting donations, so please just don't dump your items there. I know that we're used to kind of bringing things to drop off. If you do have some items, we are still accepting some gently used clothes and shoes, because we will be opening a clothing closet and still assisting those that are in crisis with clothes.
Okay. So clothing-wise, you'll take it?
Yes.
Okay. The rest of things, take to the Boys and Girls Club thrift store down on Hancock Road.
Yes, please.
Or in Fort Mojave. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. When is our captain back from vacation and able to really jump on board and experience Bullhead City and Mojave Valley, the area, tri-state area?
Captain Stacy will return November 3rd.
And she was saying that she couldn't change her vacation because she was doing something with family.
Yeah. She's actually going out and I forgot the words for it, but her nephew, she's, can't think of the word for it right now.
I forgot what she said. She was She wasn't...
Dedicating. She's dedicating her nephew.
Oh.
And then also she has a niece that's having a birthday, too. So she's got a lot of plans out.
Yeah. So it wasn't as if she could just say, well, I'll just move my vacation. And then besides that, if she did that, then the time would come and they'll go, oh, you need to move it again. You don't want time for you to go now. So you got to take those vacations and get away.
Absolutely. And especially right before this kettle season, usually during that time, there's no vacation days for any officers. So
yeah, you're pretty busy.
Yeah.
How many kettles will you have out, or do you have know yet?
I have not done those numbers yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just recently walked into the position myself, so I got to figure
right.
this out.
Yeah. You'll be calling Captain John saying, where do the kettles go?
Oh, yeah. I've got them on speed dial.
Where's the key to the closet where the kettles are? You know, yeah. So, because when they tell them they got to move, they've only got like 3 or 4 weeks. It's a short window.
Yeah, and this one was actually so abrupt. I mean, usually they don't do any changes until May.
Oh.
And so because of what they're experiencing in the Mesa Corps, they had to make that change quite quick.
All right. Well, I guess they needed these two captains with their experience to be there and take care of it.
Oh, yeah. Captain John and Captain Misty are awesome.
I know. They put pictures up over the weekend, and I commented on them. You got to move because you did too good a job here in Bullhead City. You know.
Absolutely. They put you where you need you.
And they should, you know. What the heck? All right. Any more we got to add? I know you got a couple more sheets of paper there.
Oh, yeah. I just got everything all laid out here just so that way I can kind of go over everything. The platinum packages for the kettle kickoff, if you guys want to join, that's great. We're looking for sponsors still. The platinum package will offer 2 seats at the head table as well as 1 in the front row and 2 additional tables. We have a pretty big amount of opportunity that's coming up in the Salvation Army pretty soon.
758-3141. Give them a call. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you for having
okay.
me.
Speak Out 2.0, a little bit going on around our community. I mentioned earlier that there is a town hall tonight at Mojave Valley Fire Department for Mojave Electric Cooperative, 6 p.m. They have another one on Tuesday night. And that'll be at the Anderson Fieldhouse. And then Wednesday night, they're at the Valley Vista Clubhouse. They're going to have to raise the rates, so you might want to go to these town halls and learn all about it. There is a trunk or treat tomorrow night at Valley View Medical Center. If you want to get involved in that, that's 5:30 to 8 o'clock. Any questions, call the hospital, 758-788-2273. And let's see, we have a ribbon cutting on Thursday. The Laughlin Chamber for the Red Coyote Cafe. And call the chamber if you have questions. 298-2214, 702, of course. And Thursday night is the walk away from, Wednesday night is the walk away from drugs in Bullhead City. 5 p.m., we meet at Ken Fovard Park. Any questions, call Lori Duggins, 928-763-9200. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm back on Friday. Paula always got the next 3 days in your ears. And on Friday, we'll have Mojave College in here telling you everything that's going on with the 4 campuses of the college. Everyone have a great day. We'll talk to you on Friday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.